Second paper. A Deal on Wheels. Page 9.
When the Nano was introduced to the world in 2009, it was a global event. Almost 1.5 million people came to see the tiny new car at the New Delhi Automobile Show in India. Pint-sized and bean-shaped, this local product was greeted as nothing short of a miracle. Just as Ford's Model T had revolutionized the idea of car making in the beginning of the 20th century, many Indians thought the Nano could well be the start of another automotive revolution. It seemed predestined for commercial success. So what was unique about the Nano? The world already had a vast selection of small cars cramming the roads and polluting the countryside. The Nano was revolutionary because it was so cheap. For 100,000 rupees, or about $2,000, the cost of a month's rent for an apartment in Delhi, millions of middle-class Indians could now buy a car that was not only affordable and fuel-efficient, but could also carry 5 adults. No car in the world could compete with that. And that's what Ratan Tata, the manufacturer, promised. Instead of a family of 4 riding on their motor scooter, a popular sight in India, he offered 4 wheels, a roof, a steering wheel, and a sense of privilege. Unfortunately, things have not quite gone according to plan. After several years of disappointing sales, it seems the Nano's unique selling point, its price, is the reason for its downfall. To keep it cheap, the base model is sold without air conditioning, which is certainly a disadvantage in India's searing heat. Consequently, rather than embracing the Nano, many Indians seem to prefer more expensive options or even second-hand vehicles with air conditioning at the same price. With its image as a poor man's car, nobody wants to be caught with it, said Panustharian, editor of India's Motown magazine. To make matters worse, safety concerns arose after a number of Nanos burst into flames. Ratan Tata admits that the company has made mistakes. To get sales back on track, he has given the car a makeover, making it available in more colors and improving the interior at no extra cost. In addition, he has doubled the car's warranty and promised to address any other problems. Whatever stigma has been attached to it, we will undo, Tata says. He remains convinced that the Nano's market is as vast as originally predicted.
Answer questions 1 to 7 in English according to the article. In questions 3 and 7, circle the number of the correct answer. In the other questions, follow the instructions. 1. What information does the writer provide about the Nano in lines 1 to 7? Put a tick by the 2 correct answers. 1. How people reacted to the Nano. 2. How much the car cost. 3. Where the car was produced. 4. Why the Nano was a commercial success. 5. How long it took to invent. 6. What new features the car included. 2. Why does the writer compare the Nano to the Model T? Lines 1 to 7. Complete the sentence. He compares the 2 cars because. 3. What are we told in lines 8 to 16? 1. The environmental advantages of the Nano. 2. The reasons why the Nano was not revolutionary. 3. The benefits of owning a Nano for the average Indian. 4. The economic situation of most Indians. 4. According to the writer, no car could compete with the Nano. Give 2 reasons why. Lines 8 to 16. 5. In line 17, the writer says that things have not quite gone according to plan. What was the plan? Complete the sentence. Sales of the Nano should have. 6. Ratan Tata admits that the company has made mistakes. Line 26. Give an example of one mistake from another paragraph. 7. Another suitable title for the article would be 1. The Automotive Revolution. 2. A Marketing Flop. 3. The Success of the Nano. 4. India's Latest Revolution.